Paraglamid Mishnah Dalit. We're in the middle of Mishnah Dalit, picture 8, 893. We cut off the top. Adaini Ru'iya L'Tashmisha. If we cut off the top, it's a real Tashmisha. Because of Tosiyam, to B'Shem Haram, Sheyesh Steik Sibos Bidova. Why it's still Tomei? Number one is Hatzlochas Einem Kiveda. It's not heavy. The Einem Yorei Shema Yishboi Hashemen Afshinit Lupi. It's not heavy. So it's not heavy. You're not afraid. You're not afraid that it's going to spill out. Base tashmisha l'ma'at shemen v'imkein einuch ha'shchosh sheyishbach b'meno ha'shemen afilu shnit al piya. You only use a small amount of oil, so you're not afraid if it gets, if the oil spills out. Okay, so it's still tummy, it's still functional. The point of here is that if you have here this sleiches katana of shemen and it breaks, it's still functional. You could still use it for its purpose. Now, nit al piya sleiches gedoyla nitelus b'shtei yodav. But let's say there's a gedoyla. See, the gedoyla, the katana is only one handle.
This is stuff from yesterday.
What stuff from yesterday?
You caught up very strong today. Go ahead.
This sleiches has only one handle. Do you see that?
Yeah.
This sleiches has two handles.
Good.
One, two.
Good.
So when it has two handles, it's called gedoyla. It's large.
Good.
So if the large was nitel pia, sleiches gedoyla nitelas b'shtei yadav, two hands. This sleiches katan nitelas b'yad achas, in one hand. Here it's two hands.
Yeah,
so eino ruya l'tashmisha. Once the top breaks off, it's
not. We said the first case also, it's not good.
No, what do you know? Good. This case is tar. It's tar. It's tummy. It's still good. It's still good.
Why?
Because we just said it's still functional. You still use it for the same thing you used it before. Nothing has changed.
But I just scared you're gonna. It's
no, that's only only when you dip your finger inside. That was yesterday's picture. It's only when you dip your finger inside. That was called a tzloiches. That was called a teeny one. The micro. There's the micro, there's the small, and then there's the normal.
You don't stick your finger in the bigger ones?
No, you don't. You only stick your finger into the micro. It's like HDMI. They make micro, they make mini, and they make regular. This is micro, this is mini, and this is regular.
Yeah.
Three different sizes. You know about that?
Sure.
HDMI?
Absolutely.
HDMI. Three different cables. Micro, mini, regular.
Good.
So here is Sleiches Gedoyla
Bini. Also tell me.
No, this is Tahar. This is Tahar. This is Tahar, Tamei Tahar.
Why is the middle one Tamei? Why is it large?
Because the middle one, when you chop the head off, you can still use it.
You can't use the biggie?
No, when the big one, let's see what it says. Tzleiches gedoylosh nitelos v'shayadav einam ruya l'tashmisha. It's no longer usable. Why not? Tahara. Use it for a lot of oil, a gross amount of oil. Now that the top is taken away, because since it's very heavy and the top has been broken off, it's not possible to use it because it's broken. It goes to the very, very top. It's going to spill. Nimsa she'ena ru'uya l'tashmisha haragil shel roiv hashemen v'harei ze'ozo tehoira. It's no longer useful for its original function, so it's tehoira.
What's the function of the middle one?
Same thing, to have oil. But because the amount of oil, that's what it said on the top, it's a small amount of oil, you're not afraid, you can still use it, even though the top has been broken. When the top breaks, so now there's a danger that's going to spill. So it says here, adayin hi ru'uya l'tashmisha mikabel estoma, why? Kotzos yed m'shem haram, she'yesh shtei sibos b'b'b'davar. Aleph Hatzlechus Eina Kaveda. It's not heavy. And if it's not heavy, the Eino Yore, just because it's broken, just because the top part is broken, you're not afraid, Shema Yishper Hashemen, the oil will spill, Av Shnit Al Pia, even though the top came off. The second reason why it's going to be Tomei, Tashmisha Lema'at Shemen, you only use for a small amount of oil. V'imkein Eino Choyshe Sheyishpech Mimen Hashemen, you're not afraid that it's going to spill, V'afilu Shnit Al Pia, even though the pairs could have fallen off.
Good.
Okay?
Excellent. Right. Onward and forward.
Okay. Next picture. The last picture. Acharon Acharon Chavif. Last picture.
Looks like a
Arfeches is a
wedding cake?
A wedding cake?
That has different layers.
psychologist would analyze everything you look at. You see what you want to see. You can see in anything
what
you want to
see. I see a wedding cake. What do you see?
I see a grave. I see this is the earth, this is the coffin, this is the body.
Okay.
Don't you see it? Here's the earth. Here they put the coffin into the earth, and here they put the body. No?
No. Okay.
Everyone sees what they want to see.
Okay, good. I see that your perspective is... See where your perspective is. I see where your perspective is. I see where my perspective is.
Afareches shel zichuches. This is a... Afareches is a mill. A mill of zichuches. So what is exactly? Memale chitin mikan. This is a mill. Here's where you spin. You put over here the wheat. Memale chitin mikan. Okay, you fill up the funnel with wheat, and there's a big hole. And this hole, the wheat all the way goes down into the hole, and basically it's in between now, the wheat now comes out, you can't see underneath, in between the top stone and the bottom stone. You take this handle and you turn it. And when you turn the handle, you cause the wheat to be ground up and it turns into flour. Afaches says the funnel.
So let's get in, should I open it? Supposed to go around, no? Just want to know what the rules were.
Okay, we have a glass funnel. This is a glass funnel. You pour wheat into the glass funnel.
It's like a step line.